Chapter 8. Major Traffic Laws, Part 2. Section 8.1. Basic Driving Laws. Signs, signals and road markings. When you were a little boy or girl, did you ever play with Hot Wheels cars? Those cars really were fast. You would set up the Hot Wheels track with a little mini town and railroad station. The problem was when you used more than one car at a time, you would end up with one car on the road and one car off the road, or one car hitting the unfortunate people waiting for the train at the station. After a while, like all kids, you just resorted to crashing the cars into each other. Do you remember the sound effects you would make when they crashed? Some kids would get really creative and make their fastest Hot Wheels car go down the track from the top of the ironing board and crash right into the train. Imagine you're a city planner, laying out a town that has hundreds of thousands of cars traveling through it at rush hour. This is not a game. There has to be a detailed plan to control the flow of traffic on the road. Can you imagine millions of Hot Wheels cars on your track, and you being responsible for their safety? Our transportation system. It takes years of planning and research that goes into the design of a traffic control system. It takes real traffic geniuses to keep millions of cars moving safely on the road. Think of all the chaos that would be created if we didn't have all those red lights, stop signs, speed limits and road markings. It might be exciting for a few minutes, like a giant Hot Wheels track, but when the crashes start with real lives at stake, it wouldn't be so much fun. So the next time you're angry because you're stopped at a red light and late for work, remember all these controls are created to ensure that you arrive safely at your destination. Our transportation system consists of many components: you and your vehicle, other drivers and their vehicles, other highway users, pedestrians, bicyclists, traffic rules, road signs and other devices that keep all those components moving in harmony. Let's read more about these components that keep United States safe while driving our vehicles. Traffic controls. Traffic controls are divided into three groups: 1. Signs. 2. Signals. 3. Road markings. Signs. Traffic signs are divided into the following categories: 1. Regulatory signs. 2. Warning signs. 3. Guide signs. Know these signs by their shapes and colors. Did you know that shapes of signs are also indicative of what is ahead? A school zone is in the shape of a schoolhouse. Warning signs are always diamonds. A railroad crossing is round, and a stop sign is octagon-shaped. A regulatory sign like the speed limit sign or no parking sign is always rectangular. The color and placement of street markings is also very important. Regulatory signs are white or red signs that regulate the flow of traffic and advise the motorists of any laws for that area. For instance, speed signs are posted in order to keep traffic from moving at an unsafe speed. No parking signs are posted because parked cars in that area would slow down or present a danger to traffic. School zone signs are posted to ensure that traffic moves at a speed safe for children walking to and from school. Stop signs, yield signs and signal lights stop traffic so that cross traffic can continue to flow smoothly. If you cannot safely enter the road, stop and wait until traffic is clear before moving ahead. The STOP sign is the only 8-sided traffic sign. It means that you must come to a complete stop before entering the intersection ahead and yield to traffic close enough to be an immediate hazard. If there is a crosswalk, stop before entering the crosswalk. The yield sign means slow down so you can yield the right of way to pedestrians crossing the roadway and to vehicles on the intersecting street or highway. The Do Not Enter sign is white on red background. Motorist is approaching one-way highway or ramp from wrong direction. This marks a one-way roadway with traffic coming against you. You must not enter the one-way at this point. Railroad crossing signs are posted to warn you that there are railroad tracks up ahead. There might also be a large X or deviler marked on the pavement. Whenever you approach a railroad crossing, you should look for indications that a train is coming. If electrical or mechanical warning devices are flashing, or a gate has come down, or a worker is signaling with a flag, or if an approaching train is clearly visible, you must come to a full stop between 15 and 50 feet before the railroad track. Never stop on a railroad track or within 6 feet of either rail. Once the train has passed, do not move forward until the gate has gone up and you are sure there are no other trains approaching. If you are in heavy traffic, make sure there is enough room for your vehicle on the other side of the tracks before you cross. If your car stalls on a railroad track when a train is approaching, don't waste any time. Immediately get yourself and your passengers out and away from the car. Approach with caution and be sure that all tracks are clear before you cross. No right turn. His sign means no right turn permitted at any time. No left turn. His sign means no left turn permitted at any time. No parking. When you park your car, you should always check for signs telling you whether or not you can park there, or under what conditions it is okay to park. Now unfortunately, there are no signs that say, no parking, well, unless you're only going to be a minute. Parking signs must be obeyed. You should never park in a fire lane, unless, of course, you're driving a fire truck. And you should never park in a space reserved for handicapped drivers unless you're legally entitled to do so. When leaving a parking space, you should always check around to make sure that you yield the right of way to vehicles that are already in the lane you're trying to enter. Handicapped parking. You must not park in a parking space designated for the physically handicapped on either private or public property unless, A. the vehicle being parked is operated by a physically handicapped person or under the direction of a physically handicapped person, and B. the vehicle visibly displays the handicapped sticker. Speed limit. Speed limit is posted under normal conditions. Speed limit school zone. Speed limit in school zone during hours indicated. School zone speed limit may also be displayed on lighted sign with flashing amber lights. Emergency stopping. Topping permitted only for real emergencies. No U-turn signs are posted where it is unsafe to turn. Warning signs. Warning signs are black and yellow, except those used in construction areas which are black and orange. These signs are used to warn you of hazardous conditions ahead. You should drive with extra caution when you encounter a warning sign. Some warning signs tell you about changes in the road. For instance, a reduced speed sign is posted to tell you the highest safe speed you are allowed to drive when coming up on a curvy or bumpy road. A merging traffic sign will indicate that you should be prepared for other vehicles entering from the roadway. Warning signs are usually diamond-shaped, but there are some exceptions. School crossing. Low down and watch for children crossing. Pedestrian crosswalk. You must yield to pedestrians in the crosswalk. Just ahead is a location where people on foot often cross. The crosswalk may not necessarily be at an intersection. Use caution as you approach and drive more slowly and carefully, watching both sides of the street for pedestrians. Bike crossing. When you encounter the sign, slow down and beware of people riding their bicycles. Slippery roadway. When it's raining, the roadway may become slippery. Slow down and drive carefully. Uneven pavement. The portion of the roadway you are about to enter is uneven. When you encounter one of these signs, slow down and be prepared. Lane ends merge. The number of highway lanes ahead change. The right lane ahead is about to end merge left into the adjacent lane. Construction. Here will be road construction for the next 13 miles. Reduce your speed. Be on the lookout for flagmen, one-way traffic, other signs or obstructions. Proceed with caution and obey signs and instructions. Workers present. His sign means there are construction workers present. Reduce your speed and watch out for the workers. Guide signs. Guide signs help United States find our way on the highway system. These signs are normally green and white. For instance, 10 miles to Disney World is a guide sign. Some guide signs are blue and indicate all the services coming up. Think of all these services and match them to the color blue: hospital, food, service stations, hotels, and disabled parking zones. Brown signs are also guide signs and they indicate parks and recreational areas. Welcome to Yellowstone Park. Camping and hiking trails are all brown. This guide sign shows an entrance for Interstate 95 heading towards Miami is a mile away. This indicates an exit for a rest area which normally contains picnic tables and restroom facilities. The H indicates a hospital is nearby. These signs are found at intersections with an arrow indicating the direction of the hospital attached below the sign. This is considered a brown guide sign informing you of a park, recreational area or monument. Signals. Traffic signals are located at intersections where the level of risk increases. Special use signals may operate at certain times or on demand at school zones, fire stations, or factories. Traffic signals may be vertical or horizontal. The most common lenses are red, yellow and green circles. A circular steady red light means stop. Do not enter the intersection. A circular steady yellow means clear the intersection. It follows a green signal. You must not enter the intersection when the red signal comes on. Go when signal is steady circular green. You may go straight or turn right or left, yielding to other vehicles and pedestrians lawfully within the intersection. A sign may prohibit a turn or turns. At a flashing signal, you must either stop or slow down, depending on the color of the light. A flashing red signal means that you must come to a full stop. You must slow down at a flashing yellow signal. A police officer can overrule traffic signals. If a police officer is present, follow the instructions provided by the officer. A flashing red light indicates you must stop and proceed only when it is safe to do so. A flashing yellow light indicates slow down and proceed with caution. Road markings. Generally, there are four types of pavement markings: center line stripping, edge stripping, crosswalks, and pavement messages. Center lines. The center line is the painted stripe in the center of the road, which separates traffic proceeding in opposite directions. Under the new uniform code, center lines are to be painted yellow on two-lane highways and white on multi-lane highways and one-way streets. Broken lines are used in areas where there are no restrictions on passing when safe to do so. In those areas where passing is not allowed, a solid yellow line is painted alongside the broken line. If the solid yellow line is on your side of the center line, you may not pass. If passing is not allowed for traffic in both directions, the broken line will be replaced by two solid yellow lines. Lane dividers. When a roadway consists of two or more traffic lanes for vehicles moving in one direction, The lanes are divided by broken white lines. These broken lines may be crossed when passing. Edge stripping. In many areas, the right and or left edges of the highway are marked with a solid white line. This line indicates the outside edge of the traffic lane, and may be crossed only by traffic moving to or from the shoulder. Occasionally yellow lines are used for left edge lines on divided roadways where traffic cannot pull entirely off the roadway, for marking of obstructions, and islands, which must be passed on the right. White solid line, a normal solid white line is used to delineate the edge of a travel lane where travel in the same direction is permitted on both sides of the line but crossing the line is discouraged. A wide solid line is used for emphasis where crossing requires unusual care. Double solid white lines. A double solid white line is used to delineate a travel lane where travel in the same direction is permitted on both sides of the line, but crossing the double lines is prohibited. Crosswalks. White solid lines are used to denote pedestrian crosswalks at intersections and, in some situations, between intersections. A driver must stop at all crosswalks which are occupied by pedestrians if there are no controlling signals. Pavement messages. In some areas, pavement messages are used to warn of conditions ahead, such as school zone, or crossing, etc. Such messages are lettered on the road surface in white paint. Here are some examples. Two-lane, two-way roadway. Passing prohibited one direction. The solid yellow line indicates a no passing zone for traffic flowing in that direction. The broken yellow line indicates a passing zone for traffic flowing in that direction. Multi-lane, two-way roadway, with two-way left turn lane reserved exclusively for left-turning vehicles in either direction. High occupancy vehicles only HOV lane. The HOV lane can be found on major highways. To occupy the HOV lane you must have two or more passengers in your vehicle. Unless you are driving an energy-saving vehicle hybrid, then the number of passengers doesn't matter. These lanes are indicated by a diamond on the roadway. A solid yellow line on each side of the roadway indicates no passing in either direction. However, you may cross these lines to turn into a driveway. The broken white lines indicate lane separation for traffic flowing in that direction. The solid yellow lines indicate no passing zone in either direction. White lines also indicate a bicycle lane. Bicycle lanes are for bicycles only. And don't try to pass yourself off as a bicyclist. If you need to make a right turn or enter a driveway, you may use the bicycle lane, but only after you've checked carefully and made sure that there are no bicyclists nearby. Two parallel white lines mark a crosswalk for pedestrians. Most of the time you'll find them at intersections where pedestrians can use them when they have a green light or walk signal. Remember, pedestrians can be unpredictable and may not cross with a green light, or may not allow themselves enough time to cross before the light turns red. Be aware of this and always yield to pedestrians when they are crossing. Crosswalks are not always at intersections. When approaching one of these crosswalks, slow down and keep a lookout for pedestrians. If anyone is in the crosswalk, you must come to a complete stop and allow them to cross before moving again. Remember that pedestrians may not always follow the pavement markings, so always be cautious and prepare to yield to anyone who steps into the roadway. White lines also indicate the start of a turning lane. When you're making a turn, be sure to be in the proper lane. Use your signal at least 100 feet in advance of the turn. If you are not in the correct lane at that point, you should wait until the next intersection to make your turn. Car number 1, make a left turn from the leftmost lane into the left lane of the road you're entering. Car number 2, make a right turn from the right lane into the right lane of the road you're entering. If the road markings allow more than one lane to make a left turn, you should turn into the lane that corresponds to the lane that you are leaving. Some intersections will be marked with a special lane specifically for left turns, in which case you should be making your turn from that lane. Always follow the white arrows marked in the lanes at an intersection. They will tell you whether you're allowed to make a right turn, a left turn, or only to go straight ahead. Always reduce your speed before making any turn. Signs, signals and road markings keep traffic flowing safely. Always obey these controls and you'll reduce your chances of being in a crash. Special lanes, and high traffic density areas, you may sometimes see an entire street or a few lanes on a street marked with cones. The cones may indicate that a lane or street is being used out of the normal. For instance, to help relieve congestion at a sports or cultural event, entire streets or a few lanes will be used for traffic going in the opposite direction from what is normal until the traffic congestion is cleared. Carpool lanes, on highways have special driving lanes for carpools called high occupancy vehicle lanes HOV, sometimes marked by a diamond symbol. Most highways have special on-ramps for carpools. Using high occupancy lane or carpool lane requires a minimum of 2 occupants per vehicle, including the driver. Unless you are driving an energy-saving vehicle hybrid, then the number of passengers doesn't matter. Signs at the on-ramp or along the highway will tell you the number of passengers needed to use that lane and the days and hours that the requirements apply. Unless you are driving an energy-saving vehicle hybrid, then the number of passengers doesn't matter. The pavement of these lanes is marked with a diamond symbol. Some highways may have a special lane for buses only, or buses and carpools. This lane is also marked by diamond symbol. Highways. NA2 lane highway, you should use the left lane for passing only. When there are 3 or more lanes, use center lanes. The right lane is best used by slow-moving vehicles and vehicles that are approaching their exit. The left lane is for passing or for approaching an exit on the left-hand side of the highway. Limited access highways are entered by way of an on-ramp, which sometimes includes an acceleration lane, allowing you to accelerate to the same speed as the traffic so you can merge smoothly. Try to locate a gap in the traffic and adjust your speed to match the speed of the other cars on the highway. Act decisively and avoid merging too slowly, which could cause a collision. When approaching a toll booth on the highway, reduce your speed and allow trucks and trailers to cross over to their designated lanes. When leaving a toll booth, look on both sides before merging from multiple toll booth lanes back into the regular highway lanes. City streets plan your route ahead of time in the city. Try to travel at times other than rush hour, and find roads where traffic travels most easily. Whenever possible, stay on the main streets, which are wider and controlled by traffic lights. Traveling side streets can present hazards and make it more difficult to travel across town. Driving in the city, the open road, and on the highway. In all cases, the following distance between you and another vehicle should be 2 to 3 seconds depending on how fast you are traveling. In the city, most of the time 2 seconds is sufficient, but on the highway when you're going faster leave a 3-second gap. The following will explain how to leave a 3-second gap between you and the vehicle in front of you. You're in car A following behind car B. In the old days you had to have a degree in mathematics to figure out how far behind you should be from the car in front of you. Now, it's simple, at any speed this works. Pick a stationary object on the side of the road in front of both cars, a tree, a sign or a telephone pole. When car B passes that stationary object, begin counting 1001, 1002, 1003. If you only get to 1001, adjust your speed, you're too close, and try it again until you are a safe distance away from car B. Learn to drive defensively in the city, on the open road, or on the highway. When you're driving on the highway, you must be prepared for any type of situation that may arise. The following are some observations of people driving on the roadways and their habits. Some of these habits are very dangerous and illegal. While reading this section, determine if you have ever driven like this intentionally or unintentionally. At the last minute, you decide to exit the highway and cut across three lanes of traffic. We recommend that you signal for at least 100 feet before changing lanes whenever possible. You should also ride for at least 50 feet in a lane before making another lane change. Although this is not a law, you will be a safer driver by following these recommendations. Before changing lane, we recommend you signal for at least 100 feet. Look over your shoulder before changing lanes. Look in your rearview mirror before changing lanes. Stay in your lane for at least 50 feet before changing lanes again. You're in a traffic jam, the lane next to you is an exit-only lane, you pretend you're exiting, but instead cut back into traffic. If a police officer sees this, they would ticket the driver for passing on the right and an unsafe lane change. The law states when there is enough room for two cars to pass and one car is turning left, you can go ahead and pass on the right. On the freeway, you can pass on the right. But you cannot pass on the right when other cars are stopped. That's illegal. You drive on city streets where cars can park on the side of the road. When these parking spaces are empty, you pretend you're parking, then pass on the right, and cut off the cars in front of you. That's illegal. You don't use your signals when changing lanes on the highway because people will speed up and keep you from getting into the next lane. That's very dangerous. You're about to miss your exit on the highway and cut across three lanes of traffic. Even worse, you back up. That's extremely dangerous. The next time, instead of putting yourself and other people on the road in danger, go to the next exit, turn around, and then exit at your proper exit. You drive fast in the slow lane or slow in the fast lane. Any time that you're impeding the normal and reasonable flow of traffic, you're breaking the law, even on the highway. You can go as slow as 40 or 45 miles an hour in the far right lane, the slow lane. Don't go any slower, unless otherwise posted. You drive too fast on the highway. How many times are you on the highway and traveling at the same rate of speed as the other cars on the road? You assume that you're doing the speed limit because everybody else is traveling at the same speed. You look down at your speedometer and you're going faster than the speed limit. Every now and then, check your speedometer to make sure you're not going too fast. You're driving on the highway and you become hypnotized by the road. You're staring at the center line and it puts you to sleep. Keep your eyes moving at all times. Make sure you're not getting hypnotized by the road. Trucks on the roadway naturally go slower than other vehicles on the road because they're pulling a heavy load. Trucks will leave a larger gap between themselves and the vehicle in front of them because they require about 4 times the stopping distance than that of a car. When a truck is driving down the highway, they'll leave a large space in front of them, a larger space cushion. People mistake that space cushion for an opportunity to get in front of the truck. You know the scenario. Everybody is following behind the truck and some guy in a little Hyundai will say, "Hey, look, I got space," and cut right in front of the truck. If that truck driver doesn't have enough room to stop, and hits the little car, all it will leave on the highway is a little tire valve. That's all that will be left. Don't ever cut in front of a truck. Blind spots. Most people don't realize that all vehicles have blind spots. A blind spot is when you look in your mirror or over your shoulder and for a brief second no one is there. All of a sudden, a car or truck appears alongside you. Like magic. Trucks have larger blind spots than cars because they're 4 times longer. Try to avoid driving alongside a truck if you can help it. If you're next to a truck, slow down or speed up to get out of the blind spot, which is the entire side of the truck. Country roads. The difference between driving on the highway and open road in the country is the roadways are not well lit. As a result, when you're coming up to a curve or going around curves, they're hard to see. You can't see there is no shoulder on the side of the road. You can't see the signs until the very last minute. Country roads have different obstacles that we don't see in everyday driving. Animals crossing the road, farm equipment crossing the road, tractors driving slowly, and of course deer jumping out in front of your car. There are stands on the side of the road, selling peaches and apples, country stores and little mom-and-pop gas stations. People are pulling in and out of these places. You really need to pay close attention. If it's dark, use your high beams when there is no oncoming traffic within 500 feet and you're not following another car within 300 feet. Country roads are not maintained. There are more potholes on these roads that you cannot see. There is dirt, oil and fuel that accumulates, increasing your chances of skidding or hydroplaning, especially during the first half hour of a rainfall. All the fragments of dust, oil, gas, and other kinds of residue dropped by cars and trucks accumulate on the road's surface. The mixture of the rain and these fragments makes it very slippery when driving. So be careful during the first half hour to an hour of rainfall. Try to avoid driving during these periods. It's harder to have an escape route on a country road. Most country roads are narrow two-lane roads without a shoulder. If someone crosses over into your lane and is about to hit you, where do you go? On a highway or on most city streets, you have more lanes. You could escape. On country roads, when you go off the side, that's it. Hills. Anytime country roads are narrow and hilly. If you're driving on a two-lane road in the country going uphill and a car is coming at you going downhill, who has the right of way? The car going uphill has the right of way. The reason is when you're going uphill, you need momentum to climb the hill. If you stop on the hill, it's extremely hard to build up momentum again to continue climbing the hill. If you're going downhill, you just have to apply the brakes to stop, and release them to start going again. Think how hard it would be to maneuver if you had to back your car down the hill. Other users on OUR roads. School buses, on a two-way street or highway, all drivers moving in either direction must stop for a stop school bus which is picking up or dropping off children. You must remain stop until all children are clear of the roadway and the bus signal has been withdrawn. Violation of this law is considered a moving violation and is subject to a mandatory hearing. If the highway is divided by a raised barrier or an unpaved median at least 5 feet wide, you do not have to stop if you are moving in the opposite direction of the bus. Painted lines or pavement markings are not considered to be barriers. If you are moving in the same direction as the bus, you must always stop and not go forward until the bus stop signal has been withdrawn. Emergency vehicles, meaning law enforcement, fire engines, ambulances, and other emergency vehicles using sirens or flashing lights. When you encounter an emergency vehicle, pull over to the closest edge of the roadway immediately and stop until the emergency vehicle has passed. Do not block intersections. Sometimes it's hard to believe, But there are actually vehicles on the road that have more important places to go than you do. Move Over Act. Drivers are now required to move over or slow down when approaching an authorized emergency vehicle that is stopped on a highway in Florida. The Move Over Act, passed during the 2002 session of the Florida Legislature, was signed by Governor Jeb Bush on May 1, 2002. There are several important provisions concerning this new law, which took effect July 1, 2002. On interstate highways or other highways with two or more lanes traveling in the direction of the emergency vehicle, and except when otherwise directed by a law enforcement officer, drivers approaching a law enforcement or other authorized emergency vehicle parked on a roadway with their emergency lights activated, are required to vacate the lane closest to the emergency vehicle, as soon as it is safe to do so. When approaching a law enforcement or other authorized emergency vehicle parked on a two-lane roadway with their emergency lights activated, and except when otherwise directed by a law enforcement officer, drivers are required to slow to a speed that is 20 miles per hour less than the posted speed limit when the posted speed limit is 25 miles per hour or greater, or travel at 5 miles per hour when the posted speed limit is 20 miles per hour or less. A violation of this act will be a moving violation punishable with a $60 fine and 3 points. The Move Over Act was designed to protect law enforcement and other emergency workers on our highways. Large trucks take longer than cars to stop because of their size. Trucks have a much larger blind spot than cars. If you are following or riding next to a truck, make sure that the truck driver sees you in their side mirrors. Remember that trucks and commercial vehicles make very wide turns. When you are behind a truck that's turning, you should stay well out of its way and don't proceed forward until it has completed its turn. Pedestrians, it's the motorist's responsibility to do everything possible to avoid colliding with pedestrians, bicyclists, skaters and skateboarders. Motorists must always yield to pedestrians. This is very important because pedestrians can be unpredictable. They don't always cross the street at crosswalks. They could step off the curb suddenly and may not be watching where they're going. You always have to keep an eye out anytime there might be people near the street. Look far enough ahead while you're driving to anticipate any pedestrians trying to cross the street. Don't forget about pedestrians with impaired vision. When you see someone with a white cane or a guide dog, you must always slow down or stop and yield them the right of way. Many blind pedestrians are hit from behind as they cross the street, hit by cars that are just turning a corner, or where the driver just wasn't paying close enough attention to the road. Remember, if you are the pedestrian, you still have to take responsibility for your own safety. You cannot just jump out in front of traffic. You must use the crosswalk, if there is one, and you must allow the oncoming vehicles a chance to see you. Motorcycles. Before you can operate a motorcycle, you must have a valid motorcycle license or an endorsement for motorcycles on your driver's license. Although this course is not designed to familiarize you with all the ins and outs involved in operating a motorcycle, we want to mention a few key points. It's more dangerous driving a motorcycle than driving a car. The first and most obvious reason is that if you get hit or hit something on your motorcycle, there is nothing shielding your body from the roadway. NHTSA's most recent statistics show motorcyclists were 27 times as likely as passenger car occupants to die in a motor vehicle crash and 6 times as likely to be injured. In 2003, there were 3,661 motorcycle fatalities. An additional 67,000 motorcycle occupants were injured. Almost half, 45% of all motorcyclist fatalities in 2003 resulted from crashes in seven states: 383 inches California, 365 inches Florida, 323 inches Texas, 156 inches Pennsylvania, 154 inches New York, 143 inches Illinois, and 136 inches Ohio. Motorcycles Traffic Safety Facts 2003, DOTHS 809-764. When following a motorcycle, remember that motorcycles have the ability to stop quicker than other vehicles in an emergency. That means that following them too closely endangers both your life and that of the motorcyclist. Bicycles: people driving mopes or bicycles on the roadway have the same rights and duties as motor vehicle drivers. They must obey all traffic controls and signals, and may be ticketed for traffic violations. But while they may have the same responsibilities as motorists, a bicycle is different than a motor vehicle. Like motorcycles, they offer no protection to the rider in a collision, and they can easily be hidden from a driver's sight by other vehicles, or caught in a driver's blind spot. You should always be aware of the possibility that a bicyclist is nearby, hidden from your view. If you're sharing the road with a bicycle, there are many things you can do to minimize the risks. First, make the bicyclist aware of your intentions. Signal well ahead of time if you are planning to stop, make a turn, or change lanes. If you're driving behind a cyclist, increase your following distance and give them space to maneuver. Do not try to pass a cyclist until you have plenty of room to do so. Anticipate potential problems for the cyclist on the roadway ahead: puddles, potholes, or wet or rough surfaces that could cause them to veer dangerously or go into a skid. Keep in mind, some bicyclists may ignore their responsibility to obey all traffic laws. They can behave unpredictably, and you must be prepared for their sudden maneuvers or inattention to traffic signals. Remember, if you're driving a hybrid vehicle, you are allowed to use the H or V lane even when you're alone. You must have at least two people in your vehicle to use a high occupancy vehicle lane HOV if you're not driving a hybrid vehicle. We recommend before changing lanes you signal for 100 feet. This is not a law. We recommend you travel in a lane for at least 50 feet before changing lanes whenever possible. This is not a law. Don't cut across lanes if you are about to miss your exit on the highway. Trucks require a larger gap between them and the vehicle in front. They require four times the stopping of a car. Trucks have larger blind spots. Don't drive on the side of a truck if you can avoid it. You may be in their blind spot and they may not be able to see you. Always yield to pedestrians. On a two-way street or highway, all drivers moving in either direction must stop for a stop school bus which is picking up or dropping off children. You must remain stop until all children are clear of the roadway and the bus signal has been withdrawn.